I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will tell of your name to my kin. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
As we continue, during this Easter season, we pause to call to mind our sins in a moment of silence. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Kyrie eleison,
Christe
eleison,
Christe eleison,
Kyrie eleison,
Kyrie eleison.
Let us pray. As we recall year by year the mysteries by which, through the restoration of its original dignity, human nature has received the hope of rising again, we earnestly beseech your mercy, Lord, that what we celebrate in faith, we may possess in unending love. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The high priest rose up, and all of his companions, that is, the party of the Sadducees, and filled with jealousy, laid hands upon the apostle and put them in the public jail. But during the night, the angel of the Lord opened the doors of the prison, led them out, and said, "Go and take your place in the temple area, and tell the people everything about this life." When they heard this, they went to the temple early in the morning and taught. When the high priest and his companions arrived, they convened in the Sanhedrin, the full Senate of Children of Israel, and sent to the jail to have them brought in. But the court officers who went did not find them in the prison. So they came back and reported, "We found the jail securely locked and the guards stationed outside the doors. But when we opened them, we found no one inside." When the captain of the temple guard and the chief priests heard this report, they were at a loss about them, as to what this would come to. Then someone came in and reported to them, "The men whom you put in prison are in the temple area and are teaching the people." Then the captain and the court officers went and brought them, but without force, because they were afraid of being stoned by the people. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord hears the cry of the poor. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall ever be in my mouth. Let my soul glory in the Lord. The lowly will hear me and be glad. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us together exalt his name. I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. Look to him that you may be radiant with joy, and your face may not blush with shame. When the poor one called out, the Lord heard, and from all his distress he saved him. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Taste and see how good the Lord is. Bless the man who takes refuge in him. The Lord hears the cry of the poor.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might have eternal life. Alleluia. 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 The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he does not believe in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people prefer darkness to light, because their works are evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives in truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
During this Easter season, we continue to reflect on the seven virtues that helped to heal the effects of the seven deadly sins that we reflected on during the Lenten season. This week, we're especially reflecting on the virtue of kindness. Kindness is that virtue that especially is meant to combat against the deadly sin of envy and jealousy, when we can desire the status or possession or things that someone else has. When someone's kind, they're able to celebrate what others have. They're able to express gratitude, thanksgiving for who someone else is, and they're able to say, it's wonderful that you got that new iPhone or you got those new shoes when I didn't. One can offer gratitude. One can offer thanksgiving in that place. There's a great freedom that comes in this virtue of kindness. And when one lives in this virtue of kindness, it is an enlightening that happens. There is a light. One lives in the light with all the virtues. But I think, especially in the case of kindness, people who are especially kind just help to brighten up the world around them. And in particular, an important part of kindness is gratitude, is thanksgiving. When someone says thank you, it's like a light is given, because we acknowledge the way someone else has shown light in the way that they do a good thing, that they've done an act of charity, an act of kindness themselves. We acknowledge the way that person showed light by offering a response of gratitude that also is a response of light as well. We live in that light that we're called to, especially in this Easter season, and that today's gospel especially invites us to live in. And part of living in gratitude, of living in the light, of living kindness and this act of generosity, means that we choose to come out of the tomb. More and more, as I've been hearing people's confessions and talking with people, I just keep getting this sense more and more that saddens me. So many people are still stuck in the tomb. We are in the Easter season. And even though I get it, I understand how the circumstances and situations we face are trying, and I don't want to make light of that, we don't have to live in the tomb anymore. One can live with social distancing. One can have less contact, in one sense, with others. But it's each of our individual choices. Do I choose to live in the tomb? Or do I choose to live in the joy of the resurrection with the Lord? And I really invite us all to make that choice and to acknowledge, why is it that I'm still stuck in the tomb? What's keeping me in the tomb? Do I enjoy the tomb? I don't know many people enjoy the tomb, okay? But we have to acknowledge that and say, why am I still in the tomb? But to say, Lord, I want to live in that light of the resurrection. I want to experience your kindness. I want to offer gratitude. I find that every time I desire to live in the light and to live in the joy of the resurrection, I offer a prayer of thanksgiving to God. It's on the days when I am very poor in offering prayers of thanksgiving to God that I live in the tomb. But on the days that I live in the resurrection and the joy of the Lord are the days when I offer thanksgiving more to those around me. I acknowledge their kindness, their light, and I especially acknowledge all of the ways that God has been abundantly kind and generous with me. Let us today seek to live in the light. Let us say, I choose to live in the tomb no more. I want to live in the light of the resurrection. I want to show the virtue of kindness. I want to offer gratitude to God.
Now, with gratitude to God for the abundant blessings that we have received, we now offer the following prayers of petition.
That led by the successor of Peter and the apostles, the church will boldly proclaim the truth of Easter. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
That those who guide the economy of nations will distribute resources fairly among all peoples. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
That people weighed down by guilt may find pardon and peace in the divine mercy. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
That our working week will be transformed by the joy of Easter. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
That the risen Christ may bring the dead to share in his victory. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
Also pray for the repose of the soul of Maria Chantal Fan, as well as for all those that are serving in so many ways against the coronavirus for their protection. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
Almighty Father, we thank and praise you during this Easter season for the joy of the resurrection. Help to deepen the virtue of kindness within all of our hearts. help us to offer gratitude first and foremost to you, but also to offer gratitude for the ways those around us are who you created them to be. We ask these things through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Bless you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life forever. Bless you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God.
Pray, brothers and sisters, and my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hand for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church.
O God, who by the wonderful exchange effected in this sacrifice have made us partakers of the one supreme Godhead, grant, we pray, that as we have come to know your truth, we may make it ours by a worthy way of life, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all, to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed. Through him, the children of light rise to eternal life, and the halls of the heavenly kingdom are thrown open to the faithful. For his death is our ransom from death, and in his rising, the life of all has risen. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts proclaim together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. From the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for For this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. And giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith, we proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with Saint Albert the Great, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servant Francis, our Pope, and Joe, our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world, to our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life. Give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory. Through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis. Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis. Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, dona nobis pacem.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my room, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
I have chosen you from the world, says the Lord, and have appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Alleluia.
Now offer a prayer of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there. and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. We'll now have a moment of silence to especially pray for the end of this pandemic, for the healing of all those that are ill, physically, emotionally, or spiritually, for the protection of all medical professionals and all those who serve our community in so many ways. Let us pray. Graciously be present to your people, we pray, O Lord, and lead those you have imbued with heavenly mysteries to pass from former ways to newness of life through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.